David Cruz said it all began at a turning point in his life. He had worked for years in biotechnology, but his career advancement had stalled. While on assignment in the Netherlands, Cruz took the time to visit various historical locales around Europe.
I couldn't get my mind off. Maybe my way of being homesick was to think about the U.S. and all the places I had never seen and always wanted to, whether they were Civil War battlegrounds, historic sites, or the big natural places like Yellowstone.
This feeling came to a head in August 2012, he said, when he brought his then-fiancée, Corrine, to the Chancellorsville, Virginia Civil War battlefield. Corrine directed him to a station for national park passport stamps. Intrigued, Cruz examined a map of the national park system. He realized most of the locations were either places he wanted to visit or had never even heard of.
By Labor Day weekend of 2012, I had made a commitment in my head. I was going to make it. It was a goal to see every one of these places.
Cruz was only able to visit about 30 parks in the first year or so. His pace changed dramatically when he discovered the National Park Travelers Club. This organization was formed to collect the 6,500 unique passport stamps spread across the national park system.
All of a sudden, I could ask people questions. I could read about their experiences. I had this database with all these stamps that I could use to help plan trips and stops.
By 2016, Cruz had visited 318 unique sites. That year was also the centennial of the national park system. Cruz had many stories of his visits, but it took family encouragement for him to commit them to paper.
Well, when I saw my mother in a one-night stop in my hometown here in southern Illinois, actually, first thing out of her mouth, she grabbed me and said, "You need to write this story." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." With that tone of voice, that's the right answer for Mom.
Cruz's experiences varied in both nature and tone. He remembers one, a visit to Minuteman National Historic Park in Concord, Massachusetts. Cruz approached a bridge when he saw two living historians engaged in conversation. One was dressed as a Minuteman, the other as a British redcoat.
So I cross over the arch in this bridge, and I get close to them. They're actually talking about last night's Red Sox game. But I wait for a pause in the conversation, and I say, "Guys, I'm no historian, but shouldn't you be shooting at each other?" And without missing a beat, the Minuteman turns to me and says, "We just might load up and start shooting at you."
A more somber visit took place at American Memorial Park in Saipan. This island, north of Guam in the Pacific Ocean, was invaded by the United States in World War II. Cruz said at the time, many Japanese civilians were so afraid of capture that they committed mass suicide by jumping off cliffs.
So you have these settings, the tropical jungle, the rugged interior of the island. It's really a beautiful island. Then you have this horrid history that's coupled with it. So you're trying to absorb both of these things at once.
Writing the book became Cruz's full-time job in 2017. The book, The Centennial, was published in January 2019. Since writing The Centennial, Cruz has branched out to other writing projects and created a traveling exhibit of 483 commemorative pins he collected during his park travels. For those interested in exploring national parks, Cruz has several tips. First, he said, find your passion, since topics from history to art to nature are all covered in some part of the park system. Also, he said be careful about scheduling a visit on holiday weekends, since those tend to be the most crowded. Finally, he said keep an eye out for experiences off the beaten path.
The general public doesn't know some of these places exist. I didn't know some of these places existed until I started exploring. So take a look at all the parks, the entire park system.
And with 419 sites to choose from, there are plenty of options. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.